kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Sa ibang ulat naman, ramdam pa rin ang sektor ng edukasyon ang pagkapilay dahil sa mga saradong international borders. Mula 40.3 billion noong 2019, tinatayang babagsak sa 20.5 billion ang industriya sa taong 2022. Maliban sa hindi may pagpapatuloy ng mga international students ang kanilang pangarap na makapag-aral, inamin ng Victoria University's Mitchell Institute Education Policy Fellow na si Peter Hurley na ang pagbagsak ng mga enrollment ay di lamang naka-apekto sa mga institusyon, ngunit pati na rin sa iba pang sektor ng ekonomiya.
I mean, you're looking at the international sector, the value of the international sector halving, the international education sector halving within by the end of next year. And that's going to have huge ramifications. It's important to remember that actually universities pretty much only account for about a quarter of that value. A lot of the value of international students is actually comes in the form of spending in the wider economy. So think about, say, property or retail and so on. So it's not just universities who are going to be affected by this. There's a lot of different parts of the economy and society that will be impacted.
Samantala, habang walang face-to-face classes noong pandemic, nag-boom naman ang online learning. Bago ang pandemya, nagkakahalaga lamang ng $9 million ang online learning. Ngunit pagtapos ng 2020, umakyat ito sa $3.3 billion. Karamihan sa mga nag-online learning ay mga dati ng estudyante na umuwi sa kanilang bansa, pero pinagpatuloy pa rin ang pag-aaral sa kabila ng mga hamong hinarap. Ayon sa ulat ng Mitchell Institute, nasa 17,000 overseas students lamang ang nag-enroll mula sa nakasanayang 120,000 kada anim na buwan. Samantala, nagbigay naman ng pag-asa ang panukala ng Pamahalaang Victoria na tumanggap ng karagdagang 120 international arrivals kada linggo simula sa katapusan ng Mayo. Tulad ni Ankasha Nagasundaram na bumalik sa Malaysia noong nakaraang taon, umaasa siyang muling makapag-aral sa RMIT University sa Melbourne ngayong taon.
I'm hoping it's as soon as possible, at least by the next semester, which starts in July. So hopefully by then. So there's been, like, I think articles today about how there's a plan, right, to bring students back each week. And yeah, I'm hoping that plan, you know, is successful and they are able to bring us back to continue face-to-face classes.
Ngunit ani ginong Hurley, may mataas na pila para sa mga dati ng estudyante at hindi lahat ay mabibigyan ng prioridad. Aniya, maaari itong tumagal ng ilang buwan pa.
So whatever happens with Australia's border policy is going to impact the ability for international students to come into the country, for universities to grow their enrollment and their revenue, for students to start their course. And it's not just a matter of letting some students in. What's really, really important is the rate at which they come in. So to give you an example of this, at the moment there's about 150,000 international students offshore, outside of Australia. It would take 6 months using Australia's entire hotel quarantine capacity just to process those 150,000. And that's before getting to the problem of enrolling new students.
Samantala, ang University of New South Wales ay may 10,000 estudyante na nag-aaral mula sa iba'yong dagat. At ayon sa kanila, pinagtutuunan nila ng pansin ang pagsuporta sa kanila. Tulad ng pagtatayo nila ng offshore learning center sa China na nagbibigay ng option sa mga estudyante na magsimula o ipagpatuloy ang pag-aaral. Sa kabila nito, may mga alala din ngayon ukol sa mga mahal na bayad para sa online learning ayon sa international student na si Ankasha.
I think at one point, like, international students were really concerned, like, how we are, you know, we are paying fees and all that. There's nothing being done for, you know, that whole transition between face-to-face and online. We were still, you know, like, paying the whole sum that how we would in online, I mean, face-to-face classes. So there wasn't really much done about it. I think that really upsetted, like, a major cohort of international students. Yeah, I guess that was the only thing that was really disturbing, I guess, for us, because the unis did not say anything, nor did they, like, offer any compensation.
Samantala, inamin din ni Phil Honeywood mula sa International Education Association of Australia na ang kasalukuyang sitwasyon ay nag-highlight sa maraming nawalang oportunidad di lamang para sa Australia pati na rin sa ibang mga bansa.
It's difficult to put an estimate on numbers that are still here. We would estimate around 100,000 are definitely here, the 700,000 we would normally have in the country. However, what we have to remind ourselves of, it's not just a $40 billion a year economic hit to Australia, according to the ABS. It's also the lost opportunity to teach the future young leaders of our own region, whether they be future business, political, academic leaders, who we've taught for some generations. And at any one time, up to a third of cabinet ministers in Indonesia and Malaysia government can be educated in Australia. And so it's actually a real loss to Australia's engagement with our region.
Sa ngayon, kumonti na din ang bilang ng mga international students na naninirahan sa Australia. At yan ang ulat ni Esam Al-Ghalib at John Baldock na isinalin sa ating wika.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.